Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Beautiful sentiment, isn't it? And the other thing, it's a beautiful hymn, and that's our sermon hymn today, too. Now, you notice we didn't do a psalm because your word is a lamp unto my feet is actually Psalm 119. So instead of saying the psalm, we're going to sing the psalm. And I think sometimes doing things a little bit differently is okay. Faith is something unseen. Now, our message today told us that our faith is a belief in things unseen, correct? All right. So, point to faith. Can you hold faith in your hands? No. Can you taste faith? No. Can you hear faith? Well, sometimes if you hear somebody singing, that kind of thing. But faith is our light. So here's that great question. What does this mean? Well, as we look at our scripture today, we're centered in the book of Hebrews, which is one of my favorite books of the New Testament. I think the theology in that book is so positive. Now, the Apostle Paul didn't write Hebrews. We don't know who did. I think it's Priscilla, but at this point, it doesn't make any difference. The words are there, and they're in the Bible. But Paul, in Ephesians 5, says this, "We are saved by grace through faith." Grace alone, faith alone, scripture alone. You know, it all ties together, doesn't it? Because of those things that we read, there they are. The author of Hebrews takes this explanation a bit further. Now, I'm going to read from verse 11 if you want to look it on in your bulletin. If not, just sit back and listen. Because remember, faith comes from what? Faith comes from... faith comes from hearing. Hearing. Okay. So, if you just want to listen, that's okay. But from your heart is also good. Okay. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it, the people of old received their commendation. By faith, we understand that the universe was created by the Word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. All right. In Latin, creation is called creatio ex nihilo. Our Latin people in here, what does that mean? Anybody remember? Well, pretty close. Creatio. Yeah, I know. But creatio is creation. Ex is out of. Nihilo, nothing. So creation came from nothing. You know, when we start thinking about that, a conviction in things unseen. All of this came from things unseen, didn't it? All right, so every blessing we receive comes from a faith in things unseen. I find that very interesting when we start to think about things like that. One of the things that talked about Abraham's promise, right? When God's promise allowed Abraham to be saved by grace, when he looked forward in faith, there's grace and faith, to the seed that would bless all nations. Genesis 15:6 says this, Abraham believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness. Now remember that it talked about Cain and Abel was accorded righteousness. We know Abraham was accorded righteousness. Why? Because of their faith. So this concept of being saved by grace through faith is not just a Christian concept. It's actually a Jewish concept. But what happened? Ugh. the fallibility of mankind happen. Why is Christianity at the same time so simple and so complex? John 1, I want to say this, because this is going to tie into what we heard today in our lessons. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All right, so the Word and God are the same thing. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him. There's that creatio ad ex nihilo. And without Him, not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So what is John trying to tell us right now? Well, the Word is flesh, okay? The Word is with God. The Word is God. We were created out of nothing, and the eternal light shines on us forever. Our tapestry up here. In His light. Everything around us. You know, the Aaronic blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. All right, a countenance. In Revelation, where does the light of heaven come from? God on the throne. So when He puts His face on you, what is He giving you? Light. The light of the Lord. Well, what is simple in our faith? There's this question. It's salvation. All right, so God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son to die for us that we might have everlasting life in heaven. Right? I mean, we know that, everything else. So everlasting life is important. This is so important that not everyone can attain it because it's difficult to attain. You've got to work at it real hard. You've got to earn it. You've got to do everything you can to earn salvation. No, not nine yet. It don't work that way. I'm doing another show at the lodge, and I'm playing Ricky. So I don't know where that came from, but there's a lot of us Christian brothers that say you have to earn your way into heaven. No. Salvation is freely given because it was earned on the cross and the debt was paid. The ransom is done. But how many times have you thought you're not worthy of salvation because you're not perfect? Although I think she's doing a pretty good job being perfect. You know, it's just like when we were talking about a few weeks ago, you know, loving others starts with loving yourself. Okay? When you love yourself, that opens up a lot of doors. And remember, there was one perfect person. Who was that? Jesus. All right? So if He's the only perfect one, are we expected to be perfect? No. You know, in some sermons in the past, I've always said, remember, if you're 51%, you're doing good. Right? Now, we don't have to talk about how much good you're doing, but you're doing good. You know, and that's the thing. But we look at that. If you had 51% in a test, would you feel you did well or you were a failure? Okay, but why? When you study things, it takes five times through it to understand it. First one, you get 20%, 40%, 60%, 80%, fifth time is 100%. So you study it once, well, I need to be perfect. There ain't no way you're going to be perfect. You can't. It's not the way we work. But you keep on working at it. You got 51% today. What do you want tomorrow? 52. You don't jump from 51 up to 100. You work at it. And what did Jesus tell us? I want you to work at it. And that's it. You know, you share your Christianity with those out there. You share your love with people in here. You share it with the people around you. And you share it with yourself. And there's the hard one, isn't it? Ooh. You know, I was thinking when I was doing this about the thief on the cross next to Jesus. All right, not the one that didn't repent, but the one that repented. What did Jesus say to him? Today, you shall be with me in paradise. All right, how did that thief on the cross earn anything? He asked for forgiveness. Did he do something to earn that? No, but he came in a pure and contrite heart. Okay? Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. You know, when we do our sung liturgy, we sing that. But it's important. Created in me, take not thy salvation from me, and restore unto me the joy of that salvation. A light upon my path. Jesus is our light. He's our light on our path. He's our light in our faith. But how do we know this? Because the Bible tells us so. So, in a few seconds, we're going to sing Psalm 119. And as we do that, we're going to remember that in Him was life. I'm back in John 1. And the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Thy word is a lamp unto my path. So the men and women who followed Jesus knew that Jesus was the light of the world. The light no darkness has overcome. When we talk about ideas and knowledge in the modern world, think of commercials. You remember when Ford had a better idea, what did they show? Light bulb being turned on. So knowledge and light go together. Knowledge, light, and life go together. And we are surrounded by that, not only in church, but in the real world. So that biblical allusion to Jesus being the light of the world is in our culture, and we see it all the time. They don't know what they're doing, but that's what they're saying. So, as Christians, Jesus has asked us to share His light with all of those around us. And as our tapestry said, as I pointed out, we are in His light. So our light is a light that brings us salvation of grace through faith. The primary sola of the Reformation. But it's not just that. It's the main idea of Christianity. Up until the end of the 5th century, it was the main focus of the Catholic Church. It's important. My friends, let this light of Christ keep your hearts and minds on that path of righteousness of Jesus Christ. Amen.